Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
It's time for our pre-opening commodity market report on AM 580. Here to do that is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Tom, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Oil World today says a poor soybean crop this year, coupled with high exports and domestic consumption, are likely to make Brazilian soybean supplies tight on international markets in coming months. It forecasts Brazil's harvest will fall to 57.4 million tons of soybeans in early 2009, down from 60 million tons in early 2008. Despite expectations of a lower crop, Brazil's February-May 2009 soybean exports shot up to 12.5 million tons from 9.6 million tons in February to May of 2008. Total February-May 2009 soybean consumption rose to 23.6 million tons, up 3.3 million tons on the year as domestic crushing margins remained high. Soy oil exports from Brazil declined due to increasing domestic requirement for biodiesel production. Yesterday afternoon, after the closing bell, NAS reported that in the U.S., 55% of the soybean crop has been planted, compared with 36% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 70%. Illinois is the furthest behind, 25% of the soybean crop in the ground, compared with 6% last week, and a five-year rolling average of 76%. NAS also reported on the condition of the national corn crop. It rates 1% very poor, 5% poor, 25% fair, and 69% good to excellent. That's a 1% decrease from a week ago. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 87.71 is up 6.75 points. The NASDAQ 1854 is up 11.82. And the S&P 500 is at 941.75, and it is up 2.61 points.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us now with a look at the agricultural weather forecast is our very own AM 580's Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. And hearing some of those numbers and hearing how far behind especially Illinois farmers are with the soybeans, the upcoming week to 10 days, and the weather trend that we are looking at does not bode very well. It does look like we will see frequent showers and thunderstorms. Still looks like the heaviest rainfall will stay across the southern two-thirds of Illinois and Indiana, with the absolute heaviest being in southeastern Indiana and some locations along the Ohio River over the next 5 days. They're looking at a potential for as much as another 4 inches of rain, with, again, ongoing threats for flooding in river valleys and some low-lying fields. There's also going to be more flooding along the Illinois River in southwestern, west central Illinois. The storm track will keep things very active across the northern third of the U.S. Things are expected to start to settle down somewhat across the Delta and the Southeast. Now, that's as far as organized storms. There does look to be the pop-up showers and thunderstorms that will bring nearly daily activity across the northern Delta and the southeastern states, but it'll be more of the pop-up rain itself out and then dry out for a little while thunderstorm. So that won't be as bad as the systems that'll be moving across the upper Midwest. that, again, look to be bringing some precipitation into the area for the next week. Portions of the Midwest will dry down in the second week of a two-week forecast period, but again, we're not looking at any dryness issues across the region. The second half of June and the first week of July may be the warmest period of the summer, with cooling still quite likely in mid to late July. Again, across areas of the Corn Belt today, we're looking at scattered showers and thunderstorms that will be bringing some pockets of heavy rain across areas. Well, right now it's raining pretty heavily across eastern Nebraska and northeastern Kansas. The frontal boundary has pushed all the way down into northern Oklahoma, Arkansas, and then basically up the Ohio River Valley towards the eastern Great Lakes. And in the central plains north of that line, there could be some, not only some scattered showers with some heavy thunderstorms, but also a risk of some hail and some very heavy rainfall. High pressure centered across the Great Lakes will start to drift off to the east, and more scattered showers and thunderstorms, and again the potential for some heavy pockets of rain will work its way back into the western portion of the Corn Belt and then work into the eastern sections for later in the week. It does look like Friday we're going to see try and reestablish a little bit of dry weather across the bulk of Illinois and Indiana, and that may hold out into the weekend, but right now it's looking like early next week, starting out with scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday, and then the wet pattern appears to continue across the northern tier of states. And that will, again, keep things active across Illinois and Indiana. So it looks like there's a possibility we will continue to fall further behind for the rolling averages as far as getting soybeans in the ground. And, again, not a whole lot of hope for getting late-season corn into the ground. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Zola.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 654.5, up 3/4. Last trade up 5.5. September 665.75, up 2.25. Last trade up 8.5. July wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 598.25, up 0.25. Last trade up 6. September 626.25, up 0.25. Last trade up 9.25. July corn opened at 435.5, up 0.5. Last trade up 4. September 445, up 0.25. Last trade up 4.25. December 458.5, up 0.5. Last trade up 4.25. July of 2010, 483.5, unchanged. Last trade up 4.25. July soybeans open at 1234, up 1.5. Last trade up 7.25. November 1053.25, up 1.5. Last trade up 8.5. March of 2010, 1065, up 9.5, last trade up 11. July soybean meal opened at 401.60, down 10, last trade up 280. July soybean oil opened at 39.50, up 10, last trade up 10. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart, the Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Expect a quiet, low-volume day ahead of tomorrow's report?
We expect it to be a little higher on worries about what the report will say, plus on the yesterday's news on progress on planting in Illinois and Indiana for both corn and beans.
So you think they'll trade that?
I think they'll trade both. The report's expected to show tighter supplies of corn for the new crop and also tighter old crop beans, and maybe even some are suggesting if they lower the bushel per acre on beans, even a little bit tighter on new crop beans.
So you think they might lower bushel per acre on new crop beans tomorrow as well as the corn?
That's a possibility.
What would your estimates of the lowerage be tomorrow?
On corn, anywhere under 152. On beans, maybe 1 to 2 bushels lower.
Do you make anything of the fact that over the last several sessions, technically, the charts are a little bit toppy?
Yeah, they are a little bit that, and if you look at where we've come from, there's reason for that. I mean, corn went up over 70 cents Beans went up over $3 in the last 8 weeks. So that technical part could be there, so we would need some news to push it through those numbers. If we got pushed through those numbers, we'd have some buying going on again.
All right, then why don't you give us your calls for grains, please?
All righty. We have corn up 3 to 5, soybeans up 5 to 11, and wheat up 6 to 9.
Turn your attention to livestock. What do you see there?
Well, livestock overnight are up a little bit, and we're continuing to expect that. Cattle up 10 to 30, hogs up 20 to 40, a little bit better usage, so we do expect them a little higher at the opening.
Anything else you're keeping an eye on?
Weather forecasts continue to be wet in areas where we're behind in planting.
Thank you very much, Pete.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. He joins us every Tuesday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. We have a pretty great website. In fact, we give you the numbers in your email of NASS reports. You can sign up for that on our website at willag.org. Click on the link on the right-hand navigation window. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.